Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Me'ilah Perkei Mishadal to Mishnehei. And today's Mishnah is learning B'schas Hasabas Rachol Shish B'zeicher Avan Yosevu Hagun Bikar of Mamesh. Up until now, we've been learning that a person's Ivor Me'ilah when he benefits a Shavu Pruta or he's Paigim a Shavu Pruta. But here we're going to learn there's another way to be Ivor Me'ilah, and that's with Haitzah from Hekdesh. He simply takes it out of the Roshos of Hekdesh. For example, a person walks into the Beis HaMikdash, takes a Kli, walks out with it. That would be considered Me'ilah. Now, this Mishnah would give something perhaps a little bit tricky. We're not talking about a regular fellow, it's referring to the Gizbar, the treasurer of Hekdesh. So really, anytime something's donated to Hekdesh, it's technically considered already in this person's Roshos. So him simply taking something is not Me'ilah. And therefore, there's a slightly different set of rules for him. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Nuttal Evan Aikar Shel Hekdesh. If the Gizbar took a stone or a beam of Hekdesh, Hariz Aloymal is not Ivor Me'ilah. Because as we just said, it's considered to be in his Roshos. So just taking it is not Me'ilah. However, Nesan Al Chaveray, if he now took this beam and gave it to his friend, Humal V'Chaver Aloymal, he's Ivor Me'ilah, his friend wasn't Ivor. That's because he was the one that took it out of the Roshos of Hekdesh. Calls mine, it's by the Gizbar, so he's not Ivor Me'ilah. The moment that he gives it to his friend, so now it's the Gizbar's fault. He's the one that caused it now to be removed from the Roshos of Hekdesh, so he's Ivor Me'ilah. Similarly, Benal Sech Beisai, Hariz Leimal. If he built it into his house, he's not Ivor Me'ilah. It's not referring to where he actually took the stone or beam and cemented it or nailed it to his house, because that's, of course, considered to be taking it out of Hekdesh. He made it part of his house. It's just referring to where he placed it on top of his house, let's say by the entranceway, where he has a little bit of an overhang, and he didn't screw anything in or nail it in or cement it in. It's just placed on top. So he's not Ivor Me'ilah yet because really, in essence, nothing happened. Ad Shiyad Tachta B'Shava Pruta, he has to live under it, the benefit of a Shava Pruta, then it's considered like benefiting from Hekdesh and he's Ivor Me'ilah. On to another set of cases. Not all Pruta Shal Hekdesh. Let's say the Gizbar took a Pruta of Hekdesh. Haris Leimal, he's not Ivor Me'ilah. Like we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, however, Nesan Al Chaver, if he gave it to his friend, Humal Chaver Leimal, he's Ivor Me'ilah, but not his friend. But let's say Nesan Al Balon, he gave it to the bathhouse attendant. This is the fellow who stood by the mikvah or the bathhouse and didn't let you in until you paid him. He also made sure that you had a towel and that everything was nice and clean and orderly. So if he uses Prut of Hekdesh and gave it to the bathhouse attendant, Afal Pi Shaloi Rachatz, even though he didn't use the bath yet, he didn't wash himself, Maal, he's still Ivor Me'ilah. Why Shuai Merloi? Because the Balon tells him, Hare Merchatz Psucha, now it's open for you, Ikanes Rechaitz, go inside and wash yourself. In other words, even though he didn't even go in yet, simply giving the money to the Balon is already considered Me'ilah because now he has the right to go and use it, so it's already considered like he took the money out of the Roshos of Hekdesh. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, this really goes back to discussion of Mishnah Beis, Achilasev Achilas Chaveroi. Let's say he ate and he gave to his friend to eat, or Hanayosev Enos Chaveroi. He had Hana and he gave his friend Hana from Hekdesh, or Achilasev Enos Chaveroi. Hanayosev Achilas Chaveroi. He ate and gave his friend Hana, or he had Hana and he gave his friend to eat. Mitzar from Zayim Zet. They're all mitzar with each other. Afilu Zman Meruba, even if it's across a long amount of time. This all has to do with obviously half a shir Achila, half a shir of Hana, or any of those different permutations. And that's because since he's the one that's in charge of it, he's the one that's eating or he's giving to his friend or he's having benefit and he's giving to his friend, so we're able to mitzaref these things together and he would be Ivor Me'ilah in all these situations. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.